The Paradigm of the Goddess. We now open the template of the goddess. The idea that such arcane practices of ancient paganism could have any correspondence in the modern world, not to mention in the lives of modern leaders in their courts, would seem absurd. Those who aspire to lead America have generally sought to appear as Christian or as those who in some way uphold Judeo-Christian morality. That would appear to rule out any manifestation of pagan religious practices in high places. And yet the paradigm still points to it. Jezebel worshipped Astarte, the female principle. The queen will venerate the female principle. She will spend her life serving the ethos of female power. She will embody the ideal of a fierce and warring femininity, one that seeks to take on traditionally masculine roles and functions. As Jezebel venerated the female principle, so did Hillary Clinton. She spent most of her adult life serving the ethos of female power, a warrior in the cause of feminism. It would impel her to issue such proclamations as, "The future is female." Her femininity, like that of Jezebel, was fierce and combative. The great goal of her life was to assume that which had been traditionally a masculine role, the presidency of the United States. The queen will bring into the royal precincts and into the highest house of the land non-biblical spiritual leaders as ministers and counselors. Jezebel had brought the priests of the gods and goddesses into the royal precincts. It would be hard to imagine anything happening in modern times, and specifically in the Clinton years, that would correspond to such an act. But it happened. At the end of 1994, after a series of crushing defeats, Bill and Hillary Clinton invited a gathering of leaders to Camp David to seek their counsel. No one who could have provided them with biblical counsel was invited. Hillary would personally invite two of them to meet with her again, this time in the White House, in the upper room known as the Solarium. She would bring them back into the White House over and over again. They were spiritual counselors of a different kind. The priests and ministers that Jezebel brought to the throne were not only non-biblical, but anti-biblical. The queen will bring to the palace ministers who represent the new morality and a spirituality that will be alien to the culture's biblical faith. They will embody pagan spirituality. It was not just that none of the counselors invited by the Clintons to Camp David could be considered biblical. Several of them could be and were seen as counselors of the New Age. Of the two Hillary Clinton then brought into the White House, Jean Houston was one of the most prominent New Age leaders in the world. She had been called the New Age Svengali. Houston ministered a repackaged version of pantheism that held that all was God and God was all. Thus all was divine and all was to be worshipped. Pantheism had been around in one form or another since ancient times. It was a manifestation of pagan spirituality. As Jezebel had brought pagan ministers into the palace, so Hillary Clinton had brought New Age ministers into the White House, and they would minister a form of paganism.